Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
As Roseanne continues to tweet about conspiracy theories, which now even include blaming Michelle Obama for the cancellation of her show, well, what can we say about that? Anyway, multiple sources are saying that a possible spinoff of the show is not out of the question, potentially featuring stars Laurie Metcalf, John Goodman, and Sarah Gilbert. Now, you know, Gilbert is one of the producers of the now canceled show. She's dealing with the cast and crew after the fallout from creator Roseanne Barr's racist tweets leaving over 200 people without a job. She's speaking with the writers and producers today. It's a meeting that had already been planned before this big cancellation on Tuesday. But anyway, it seems that if they can come up with the right idea, there will be a spinoff. In any case, you know ABC's got to pay all those people because they were under contract. John Goodman, who has known Roseanne for years, has been very careful about his comments during his first interview. He told Entertainment Tonight he would rather say nothing than to cause more trouble. If you ask me, that's pretty smart. And a New York grand jury yesterday indicted movie producer Harvey Weinstein on charges of rape in the first and third degrees and first degree criminal sexual act. Now, Weinstein was arraigned last week on these same charges. Of course, this comes 7 months after women began coming forth with stories alleging sexual misconduct by the famous Hollywood producer. Well, Weinstein intends to plead not guilty. According to his attorney, he is free after posting $1 million cash on a $10 million bond. The charges stem from incidents with two women in 2013 and all the way back to 2004. It was a result of a joint investigation between police and the prosecutors in New York. Apparently, Weinstein is accused of forcing one woman to perform oral sex on him on one occasion, and the alleged rape took place on March 18, 2013. You are not guilty until proven so, but if you ask me, Harvey's gonna be in jail. Just saying. And Bobby Brown is really disgusted with Kanye West, who apparently has spent $85,000 on that photo of Whitney Houston's drug-strewn bathroom for another rapper's album that he is producing. Now, you may recall this photo. I do. It was in the National Enquirer when everybody was talking about Whitney's drug problems. Well, Bobby is upset. He sat down in an interview with Rolling Stone, and he said that Kanye has pushed the bar too far. He needs somebody to slap him up, and he is just the person to do that. Well, you know, the former New Edition member probably could do that pretty easily to Kanye. Just saying. Even Whitney Houston's cousin, Damon Elliott, who happens to be Dionne Warwick's son, has criticized Kanye for this decision, calling it a disgusting publicity stunt. Well, you know something? I don't know why anybody is surprised at how far Kanye is going to go to sell some records. That's what he does. End of story. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.